Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. Today, we are going to be unpacking a topic that was really, really relevant for a lot of businesses in the Atlanta area a few years back.
That's right.
And this is how businesses in the Atlanta area had to approach their pay-per-click advertising campaigns right smack dab in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
And the source material for this is an article that we found on DoubleDome.com.
Yep.
It was written by Chris Bradley, and our kind of mission for this deep dive is to kind of pull out the key things that Atlanta area businesses should have been thinking about and what they should have been doing with their online advertising during this incredibly disruptive time.
That's right. So a lot of great insights in the article.
Yeah. So let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
So first off, were PPC ads even that important back then, especially for local markets like businesses around here in Northern Georgia?
Yeah. I think even in normal times, PPC ads are a really powerful tool.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're geographically focused.
Right.
And this article talks about how, they help businesses monetize their online presence.
Okay.
And for many in Northern Georgia, it's a primary way to get new customers through online promotions.
Okay.
They're targeted. So you can imagine, if you open a new bike shop in Roswell, you can really hone in on people that are searching for your services.
Yeah. And so then the pandemic hits.
Yeah.
The world's kind of turned upside down.
Yep.
Why was it so important that all of these Atlanta area businesses had to revisit their PPC campaigns? I mean, the internet was still working, right?
Yeah, the internet was still working, but, everybody's lives had changed.
Right.
And, ad content that you might have been running pre-pandemic might have been completely inappropriate given the circumstances.
Yeah.
People were dealing with illness, financial strain.
Uncertainty.
A huge amount of uncertainty.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine running an ad for a packed concert venue.
Right.
When Georgia was under a stay-at-home order.
Yeah.
It just would have been a huge disconnect.
Yeah, it would have been really weird.
So it wasn't just that the ads might not be as effective, but they could really rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, totally.
So this article then goes into what it calls three key elements for what they call responsive ad management.
That's right.
During this period. And the first element that they talk about is empathy.
Yes.
What does that look like in the world of PPC ads for local Atlanta business?
Yeah. So I think empathy in this case is just understanding what the public was going through during the crisis.
Okay.
You know, it's acknowledging that... Ginny Marvin, she's the editor-in-chief of Third Door Media, made a great point about this. You know, this was a major life event for most people.
Right.
You know, it had widespread consequences. And for a business to just ignore that in their messaging would have been really weird.
It seemed very out of touch.
Yeah.
Like they were living in a bubble.
Totally. So it's about recognizing the gravity of the situation, but it doesn't mean that you have to be, doom and gloom in your ads.
Right.
And it certainly doesn't mean that you should try to capitalize on the situation to market your business.
Like, right.
This article really emphasizes that you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. You don't want to exploit, a tragic situation for marketing.
That could backfire so easily.
Totally.
So empathy. Yeah. Kind of a tricky thing to navigate.
Right. You have to really understand your audience.
Okay.
And what they're going through.
All right. So the second element that they talk about is community responsibility.
Yeah.
What kinds of things should Atlanta businesses have been doing with their PPC to kind of demonstrate that they were being responsible?
Right. So this kind of goes back to aligning your advertising with the broader, public health and safety recommendations.
Okay.
The article actually mentioned that Google was urging AdSense advertisers to consider the appropriateness of their messaging.
Interesting.
During this time. And, if you think back to early April 2020, stay-at-home orders were in effect here in Georgia.
Right.
And, businesses needed to make sure that they weren't encouraging people to break those guidelines.
Yeah, you don't want to be, promoting a big party when everyone's supposed to be staying home to slow the spread.
Yeah. You don't want to be seen as irresponsible.
It's really about being a good citizen.
Right.
Even with your online messaging.
Exactly.
And the article gives a couple good examples of how to do this.
Yeah.
Like, amusement parks or DJ services.
Yeah.
How could they have tweaked their PPC to show that they were being responsible?
Right. So instead of a DJ service saying, book your next big event now.
Right.
They might have changed their messaging to say, looking forward to celebrating with you in our Atlanta community when it's safe to gather again.
I like that.
You know, or amusement parks.
Right.
Instead of saying, come visit us this weekend. They could highlight their commitment to enhanced safety and cleaning protocols.
Right.
In anticipation of reopening.
Yeah.
And expressing excitement to welcome back guests when the time is right.
So it's about acknowledging the reality.
Yes.
But looking ahead to the future.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's really good.
I thought that was a really interesting point in the article.
Yeah.
And kind of reframing things
right.
away from immediate transactions
yeah, yeah.
into building those longer term connections
yeah.
based on shared values.
I like that a lot.
Okay.
The third element that they talk about is maintaining solid commercial relationships.
Right.
How could PPC ads help Atlanta businesses do that
right.
during a pandemic when you can't even interact face to face with people?
Yeah. So even with lockdowns and social distancing,
right.
you know, businesses still needed to stay connected with their customers.
Okay.
And effective advertising became even more important.
Okay.
For maintaining and even strengthening those relationships. And with more people working from home
right.
and spending time online, providing relevant updates about your offerings
right.
was still very valuable.
So instead of thinking about just pausing all your advertising,
right.
this article suggests that you should still be communicating
That's right.
with your customers through PPC.
Absolutely.
Okay, so give me some concrete examples of what that might look like.
Yeah, so the article talks about a few things. You know, some businesses might have paused certain campaigns.
Right.
If the product or service they were advertising was temporarily unavailable.
Okay.
Or just didn't make sense in the current situation.
Right.
For others, it might have been about changing their message.
Okay.
Like highlighting new services that were useful during the pandemic.
Right.
Like contactless delivery.
Yeah.
Or virtual consultations.
Okay.
Or just keeping customers informed about updated hours.
Right.
Or new safety procedures.
Okay.
And the key was to make sure that any communication you were doing through PPC ads was providing genuine value to the customer relationship.
So being helpful and informative.
Exactly.
Rather than just trying to push for a sale.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, just continuing to build that trust.
Yeah, I like that.
And that loyalty.
Yeah.
Now, the article touches on something that I'm sure was a real consideration
yeah.
for a lot of business owners. And that is, you know, the potential short-term pain of changing or stopping.
Yes.
Carefully planned ad campaigns.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, you know, you've invested time and money in developing a PPC strategy.
Right.
The idea of changing or even stopping those campaigns.
Yeah, it's got to hurt.
It feels like a step backward.
Yeah.
You know, there might have been concerns about missing out on potential leads or immediate revenue.
Right.
But the article emphasizes that taking that responsive approach,
yeah.
the one that prioritizes empathy and community responsibility,
right.
is essential for building goodwill
okay.
and strengthening those long-term customer relationships. So it's really prioritizing the customer
exactly.
over immediate gain.
That's right.
During a crisis.
Yeah. It's a long-term play.
Okay, it's a little bit of a trade-off.
Yeah.
But focusing on that customer experience during a tough time
right.
could pay dividends down the road.
Totally.
Okay. One last thing I wanted to touch on is that the article talks about getting advice from a Google Ads consultant.
Yes.
Why would that local expertise have been so important during this time?
I think navigating PPC advertising is always a challenge.
Yeah.
But during a pandemic where the landscape is shifting so rapidly,
right.
having an experienced consultant
right.
who understands the local Atlanta market
right.
would have been really, really valuable.
Okay.
You know, in terms of providing insights on how to adjust messaging effectively.
Okay.
And also identify any new opportunities that might emerge and help businesses steer clear of potential missteps.
Okay.
They could really make sense of the changing online behavior and ensure that those PPC efforts were really aligned with the evolving needs and sensitivities
right.
of their target audiences yeah. right here in the Atlanta area.
So if you're a business owner listening to this.
Yeah.
And you're in the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
You know, the big takeaway from this deep dive is that when something unexpected happens, like a global pandemic,
right.
how you approach your PPC advertising really matters.
Totally.
And it's about leading with empathy
yeah.
in your ad copy, showing that you're a responsible member of the community
yeah.
by aligning yourself with all the public health guidelines.
That's right.
And focusing on keeping those commercial relationships strong
right.
through relevant and helpful communication.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So it's not just business as usual
yeah.
when something like this happens.
Right. You have to adjust.
You have to be adaptable.
Yeah. And acknowledge the circumstances.
Right. And put the customer first.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, this has been a really interesting look back at a very challenging time.
Absolutely.
You know, it just highlights how important it is for businesses to always be thinking about the bigger picture,
right,
and how their communications resonate with what's happening in the world around them.
Absolutely. And it makes me wonder, you know, for you listening,
yeah,
how do these principles of adapting your communication during a significant societal shift resonate with other aspects of your work or interests,
right,
beyond just PPC advertising, you know, in this specific context?
Yeah.
What broader lessons can you draw about the importance of understanding and responding to the environment around you?
Wow.
Whatever challenges or changes it might bring.
That's a great question.
I think it's just a reminder that, you know, effective communication is always about more than just the words you use.
Right.
It's about the context and the connection you make.
I like that.
And I think that's a really important takeaway from this whole discussion.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See ya.